You're saying that to Ted Hughes? Just because Ted Hughes walked in, that's what you're saying, welcome to Ted? Not his
welcome,
other.
Ted. Monday, July the 21st, 2003. At this time, I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 468. Oh, okay. We're going to go, oh, yes. And SJR 14 and House Bill 3187.
Mr. Chair and members, you heard about these bills back in mid-June, and what Senate Bill 468 would do is transfer the responsibilities for titling and registration of manufactured structures from the Department of Transportation to Department of Consumer and Business Services. Since the public hearing, a work group of the interested parties met and worked through some of the details of how this bill would actually operate and found several things that needed to be modified in the bill. Probably the most significant is the operative date. It was originally July 1, 2004, and there is a set of amendments before you that would make that May 1, 2005. There is a set of amendments, as I said, before you that would also modify and actually specify in statute the fees that would be charged by Department of Consumer and Business Services at the transfer date. Those fees are consistent with the fees that Department of Transportation would be charging right now for titling and registration. DCBS would continue charging those for the ownership documents as well as licensing of the dealers. The amendments before you, Legislative Fiscal Office will recommend conceptual amendments. There was a drafting error that appropriated general fund dollars rather than establishing an other funds limitation. So that will be corrected.
That would go nowhere in this amendment.
Right. That was a glaring error. So we've got that caught, and we're ready to go. Mr. Chair and members, I don't believe anyone has signed up for the public hearing portion, but the agencies are in the room as well as the county representatives.
Question.
Yes, Senator Carter.
Was there an increase in the fees?
Mr. Chair and Senator, there is not an increase from the anticipated fees that Department of Transportation would be charging. There is another bill, House Bill 2041, the transportation package, that was increasing title and registration fees. So this bill is putting into statute that the same fees that are in 2041 would be the same fees that DCBS would be charging when they take over the program. So it's $55 for the ownership document, which is the same as the fees that ODOT would be charging.
Were there any opposition from the association members?
Heads are shaking.
I don't believe so, Senator.
Okay. Great.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, the work group included DCBS, ODOT, the association, and the counties, and they are all in agreement with the amendments that are before you. Unless they've changed their minds since Friday.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. Unless there's further questions.
Senator Carter, did you have further questions?
No, sir. Unless
there are further questions.
Chair, yes. I think it's a leap of faith that there's everything's correct. We don't know.
You mean based upon the thickness of this?
Nobody is totally read it.
Thomas Jeff Aspen is supposed to be truthful bankers.
Insert shall, delete, insert, fine.
We're talking about the amendment.
Yeah. All of it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Carter.
So moved.
Yes, we need to go to a work session.
Oh,
do you want to move through all of them and then come back?
We can go
Let's
ahead
do
and
that.
Move through all of them.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any further questions about Senate Bill 468? If not, then we will, since we're at a public hearing on all three of them, we'll go to SJR 14.
Okay. Mr. Chair and members, SJR 14 is referring to the general election in November 2004, a constitutional amendment that would eliminate manufactured structures from the highway fund dedication. Right now, fees from titling and registration, the structures, go either to the highway fund, or there is permissive language in the Constitution that some of the fees could go to parks and recreation. The Parks Department is currently receiving about $95,000 per biennium off of these fees. with the program transfer, and those fees would be eliminated going to parks in upon the operative date, so May 2005, as proposed.
So parks would be eliminated?
The transfer to parks would be eliminated May 2005. So that is the proposed constitutional amendment and referral, and House Bill 3187 establishes the ballot title for SJR 14. So the Legislative Fiscal Office for Senate Bill 468 is recommending an other funds limitation of $631,570, and they would be establishing six positions in the Department of Consumer and Business Services. The money is, Mr. Chair and Senator, the money is coming from, the bill directs that any revenues in excess of costs that ODOT gathers would be transferred to DCBS, and then once the DCBS takes over operation, the fees from the ownership documents and licensing of vehicle dealers would support this program.
Certainly. Yes, sir.
Why did they find it necessary to change this from the Department of Transportation to DCBS? What's the going forward there, the business operations are different?
Would anyone like to answer that question? Chair was serious.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Would you give us your name? For
I'm Don Miner on behalf of Oregon Manufactured Housing Association.
Don, why would the this agency wants to change itself from the Department of Transportation to the Department of DCBS?
Well, it's Mr. Chair, Senator Carter, the Department of Transportation probably was a good fit when we were talking about mobile homes and trailer houses, but as the product has evolved, it's evolved into a single-family home, sometimes two-story homes, sometimes configured as up to six plexes. The Building Codes Division regulates manufactured housing inspections under the federal law. They regulate the installation of the homes. They have some authority to regulate dealers insofar as the delivery and installation of the product. They have authority to regulate the transporters and how they store the product. So they have all the pieces except the titling. I think also significant there is that it doesn't really fit well for DMV. They're here in the room. They can speak better to that. But my understanding is they process in excess of a million transactions a year, of which about 10,000 are manufactured houses. The manufactured house title process looks somewhat like the vehicle process, but there's enough difference that it creates some confusion over there. We think it'll be probably just a better fit.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Don.
Senator Morris. Oh, go ahead, Senator Morris. I recognize you. Now we'll go to Representative.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The assumption that I would make is that the fees that have been established and collected through ODOT have generated excess monies in excess of the actual cost of collection. Will this be a windfall for DCBS, or is there any direction to bring the fees down to where they're actually commensurate to the cost of monitoring and managing the program?
Mr. Chair and Senator, in the first biennium, the program transfer, there's significant startup costs in building a new web-based licensing and titling program in DCBS. So in the first biennium, there is not a windfall. The fees would be transferred and are sufficient to cover the program expenditures that are before you. And in fact, in looking at the cash flows, Department of Consumer and Business Services may have to do a couple of months of internal borrowing based on the cash flow coming from ODOT and to them. But that internal borrowing is anticipated to be paid off by the end of the biennium. In 05-07, if expenditures are on this pace and revenues are where they have historically been for ODOT, DCBS will need to look at either adjusting the fees downward to for the dealers or for the ownership documents and just kind of look at where the program is at. But you are correct. The program has been generating revenues to go to the highway fund and to parks. But over the long run, adjustments will need to be made.
I don't know how we, Mr. Chairman, I don't know how we reflect that in this document or just wait for the next legislative assembly to monitor this, but it seems that the focus has now totally changed and that the fees should reflect the new role that DCPS plays as opposed to building new highways and bridges.
Last session, when we adjusted fees, the intention was that other than a few fees that were actually to generate revenue was to cover costs. So that's been the traditional view of the fees. I see Kelly was nodding. And so I'm sure that based upon what my forecast of economic recovery is, that we will probably be looking for any dollars that could go anywhere in the future and or reducing those fees. Representative Krieger.
Matter you could, Mr. Chair, ask them to do a budget note and report to the E-Board on the revenue in and out and the cost sometime during the biennium. Another thing I was worrying about, you mentioned there would be six new positions, and that's because of the startup plus the fact that you've got 10,000 transactions. Is that what they are justifying those for?
Mr. Chair and Representative, yes, we went through and looked at the staffing pattern that ODOT currently has. They have two administrative positions that are processing the titling and registration documents, and then they identified small portions of about five positions in their business regulation unit that did some work with this program. So we were looking at how DCBS would administer this program. One of the six positions is a limited duration position. It's only to get the program up and started, and that position would be, it's a program tech that would be working with the counties and doing a lot of the training. That position would phase out at the biennium. So then there would be a total of five on an ongoing basis. One of those is a half-time position. So there is, the recommendation is a slight increase in staffing, it appears, and it's one of those things that we anticipate that it's not a full transfer. There might be a little bit of program expansion here as well. The association is, the industry is looking to get more inspections of the manufactured dealers than what may be occurring now under the DMV. And it's one of those things that we believe that the five ongoing was probably an adequate level to take over, and we will look at that on an ongoing basis too when we see how many transactions are coming.
Is there a corresponding reduction in FTE and ODOT that was doing this work?
Mr. Chair and Representative, not as part of this proposal, but the analyst for the Department of Transportation is aware of this bill and will be making a recommendation when that budget, because it's not through this committee either.
Okay. Any further questions? If not, I'll open the work session. Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 468, SJR 14, and House Bill 3187. Top of the gavel will be in a work session on those. At this time, we'll consider the amendments for Senate Bill 468, conceptual amendments, correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, conceptual amendments. Again, just to go over, these are modifying the operative date to May 2005. Establishing the initial fees in statute rather than by administrative rule, establishing an other funds limitation of $631,570,000, establishes temporary and limited dealer licenses, and allows DCBS to adopt rules for education and testing requirements, and it is incorporating conflict amendments for Senate Bill 81 and Senate Bill 276.
Senator Carter.
I move Senate Bill 468, SJR 14, HB 3187, along with the conceptual amendments that will change the operative date, look at fees, administrative rules, licenses, education and testing requirements, to the full committee for the DCAS recommendation.
Okay. Senator Carter has moved Senate Bill 468, SJR 14 and House Bill 3187 with conceptual amendments to Senate Bill 468 to the full committee with recommendation to pass. Care to further discussion? Representative Hansen.
Well, just that I'd like to thank Senator Carter for her efficiency in making the motion, and then thank all the people that have worked. This has been an incredible project to pull all of the pieces together, and I think everybody that's worked on it deserves our thanks. Government change and efficiency takes sometimes an incredible amount of effort, and this should serve us well for a long time in the future. I'm glad they have the dedication to do the work.
Any further comments? Now, well, I need to clarify this. We are okay with this motion for a single vote on all of them?
I think we are.
All right.
That's what we're going to do now.
All right. Then just to make sure.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chair.
Without objection, do you have any objections? Seeing and hearing none. Senate Bill 468, as amended, SGR 14, and House Bill 3187 will be referred to the committee with a due-pass recommendation approved by this committee to after the gavel. Is any further business come before this committee?
Carriers?
We do need carriers. Thank you. You have to remind me every time. That's what happens when you get old.
Are you talking about him? Or
yeah, yeah. Well, I'm pulling in for Devlin with you.
I don't know.
So with Kerry, not all will fill in for you if you're not feeling well. And for the House, Kerry?
On the House.
Okay. Representative Smith will do it. Thank you very much.
Well, he should have, but we were going to give it to him if he had more hands.
I have a diabetic son. It takes me a few minutes to get here.
I'm not the lateness, Greg. Not the lateness.
Oh.
The absence, if you hadn't come in a little early.
Oh, I see.
That's the committee.
I want to thank the committee for getting here this morning, and I need to hurry because President Carter needs to be at a caucus at 9 o'clock.
Yes,
it's a joint? Uh-oh, this is good. Now, can we get out of here?
Yeah.
And with the filing comments, we will be adjourned.